Durbanites are still celebrating. They've lined the streets to get a glimpse of the Rugby World Cup champions. Siya Kolisi and his band of merry men have been proudly displaying the World Cup trophy they snatched away from England last Saturday. Our reporter Nkosikona Duma has been there. Nkosikona, hi. Such a rousing welcome for the Boks in Gauteng. How welcome have the Durbanites made them feel today?
Hi, Joanne. You know what? This is the first time I've seen a Durbanite come out like that. Celebrate. And, I actually missed the game because I was going to Golani's family last Saturday. So for me personally, this moment was just, it was that moment that I missed. There was so much joy. There was so much happiness. And so, and as you know, Durban has not been making the best of headlines in recent months, given the political issues that the city still grapples with. But this moment here, it was unimaginable. For earlier, people came out, they're singing Shosholo, the Nkosi Sikelel' Afrika. They were dancing. People were, they had drums. It was this spirit of joy, the spirit of other people in calling unity. And indeed, the premier of KZN, Sihle Zikalala, himself said that indeed, they have been inspired by this. They are inspired to make South Africans just as proud as a government official.
So, Nkosikona, I believe the tour started in Umhlanga. What route did it follow after that?
Okay, yes. So the tour actually started out in Umhlanga.
Yeah.
This is where the Boks slept last night. They then moved to KwaMashu, a township about 10, 15 minutes away from Umhlanga. Although these places are, in stark contrast, if you know Sandton and Alexandria, that is what Umhlanga and KwaMashu really is. But what is common about these people, even though they're different, they belong to different social classes, was just the joy, It was, people couldn't contain themselves. They're just so happy to see the buses, the motorcade, as it was going. And then after KwaMashu, we then moved to the Durban CBD. Now, as we're going on the highway, people at this time did not seem to mind the traffic, because the police actually had to block some of the routes there to make way for the Springboks and their motorcade. People were coming out of their cars, taking pictures, while others were simply hooting and celebrating. Everyone wanted to document this moment. It was simply a moment of joy, a moment of being proud of being South African, Joanne.
Absolutely. And I believe the tour was coming to a halt at Moses Mabhida, and they're going to have a media briefing there as well. Have they got there yet, Nkosikona?
Yes, in fact, we've just concluded that media briefing. Dawarira was representing the Boks at that media briefing. We also had the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Mr. Sihle Zikalala, and it was joined by the mayor, Mxolisi Kaunda. Of course, as you know, that Beast is retiring, so he reflected a little bit about that. He said that he is now retiring from rugby, at least in South Africa, and he may now consider playing international shows that he wants to try out that life. Reflecting on the victory of the Springboks recently, they said that they themselves couldn't believe it. The South African rugby team is, it's a high level, it's a professional team, it's a world-renowned team. But they say themselves, really, they only believed it when it happened. It was just joy also in that room. They couldn't leave. They struggled to get out of the room because everyone wanted to take pictures with them. In fact, the people who I've always asked to take pictures with, because we had some famous people there, they were the ones just literally asking the Boks to take pictures, and the Boks were simply just busy.
All right, thanks very much for that. Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, live to us there from Moses Mabhida Stadium. The Boks have arrived there. They started off their tour in Umhlanga. They went to KwaMashu today, and they're done now at the Moses Mabhida Stadium.